Welcome to Creating the World's Best Client Experience. This is the business edition of our successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I'm Allison Kay. I'm a 30-year health and fitness veteran turned business strategist and retreat master. And every Thursday, we're talking about what it takes to create client experiences that actually matter. Because here's what I've noticed. Client experiences have become impersonal, transactional, digital only, and frankly, boring. There, I said it. But the truth is, a client experience is so much more than a transaction. It's about what goes into creating transformation, the strategy behind it, the intentionality, and the human connection. And that's what we're exploring on this show. Whether you're building retreats, hosting events, creating high-touch programs, or reimagining how you serve your clients, this is where we talk about how business owners can create different experiences within their businesses. Experiences that don't just serve clients, they transform them. So if you're ready to go beyond the same old automated funnels and cookie cutter approaches, you're in the right place. Let's dive in and get into the show. Hey everybody, it's Allison Katzkowski. Thanks for joining me again for another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experience. This is the business edition of our Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And here on the business show, I like to talk about how to create really unique client experiences. And a lot of times we'll have guests where we'll be talking about what their vision of a client experience is and what makes that different. But today I'm starting a two-part mini-series on something that I've really been talking about a lot lately. If you're not in my business Facebook group yet, Borderless Hybrid Innovators, I would really encourage you to come and join us there because every week I do a live. And all during the month of March, I'm doing a mini series on how to build an ecosystem in your business. And the point of that is that you always want all of your, whatever your, all the things that you're offering in your business to connect, to sort of form this pathway that people go down. And today I'm starting the two-part mini series on something that I've been talking about a lot in there, and that is bridge offers. We're going to go deep for the next two episodes. So you're going to get part one today, and then part two is going to drop on the 26th. And what I'm going to talk about with a bridge offer is, it's sort of the thing that you want to be thinking about building that's an, almost like an in-between. I want you to think of, if you're an analogy person, I want you to think of this like a canyon. You know, if you've been to the Grand Canyon, you know, you come to the edge of a cliff, and there's a large ravine. It's breathtaking, by the way, if you haven't been. And to see the other side, there's a canyon in between there. And that's what I want you to think about a bridge offer is in your business. It's a way to help move people to the next level of support, okay? And so building a bridge offer is one thing, but it's important that you want to build one that fits your business, that serves your clients, and functions as a real piece in your ecosystem, okay? And all of this requires a different conversation than just, I'm just going to build this and see what happens. So today, what I want to talk about is kind of the first step in thinking about that, okay? So about 10 years ago, when the online space was really getting big, you know, if you were a coach, a consultant, a service-based entrepreneur, if you had a brick and mortar, whatever, you probably had two options. You probably had a free offer or free content, and then you had some type of higher ticket offer, one-on-one coaching, maybe it was a high ticket group. And that was pretty much the menu, okay? And you basically picked one. A lot of people choose to do the free stuff and they consume free stuff all the time. And then there are people that are always the ones that want the higher level experience, okay? And when you're first learning to build a business, you build your business through your content. We call it the rule of three here. It's one of the things that we teach when we work with our clients. And what those three pieces are online content, social media and emails, right? Podcast guesting, getting on shows and talking about what you do, and networking and collaborating, okay? Those three pieces. So, but you build an audience or a following usually with free stuff. People engage with you. They engage with your content. They like a post. They might share it. They might comment, great information. Thanks for, you know, they might ask a question or whatever. You know, when people engage with you for a while and they get into your world, then you can start dripping on them about your higher ticket offer. And that's usually, that's how we did it 10 years ago. And if someone wasn't ready for the big offer, They would either just stay at the free level or maybe they would go find somebody else that could help them. There was no middle ground. There was no canyon to speak of. There was no bridge. Okay. There was a cliff, like I said, and you're standing at the edge of it, basically handing people a brochure and saying, let me know when you're ready, kind of thing. Now, when you fast forward to today and how the business world looks, everybody has a low ticket entry offer. Some people do challenges. Some people do courses. Some people do low ticket downloadable PDFs like checklists and, you know, eBooks and all of that. And, you know, they're priced anywhere from, you know, single digits, you know, on up to $97, let's say. So entry points are everywhere. And that's a good thing because every business needs an entry point for someone to start, okay? And it means that more people can come into your world and start to experience what you do and not have the barrier of not being able to afford to invest in high ticket, whatever that is, okay? But here's where that breaks down. Most business owners do something like that. Maybe they do it for lead generation. Maybe they do it because they just want to see if people will buy it and if it'll work. And then they build the high ticket. And then there's a space in between and they're like, well, I don't really know that I need anything else. Or here's what I also hear. Well, I'm not ready for that. I'll just figure that out later. But the problem is that later usually never comes. And then what happens is your client falls into the canyon. They stand there holding the brochure and they're like, okay, what's next? Right? And that's what I want to talk about today. So before I talk about Bridge Offer specifically, I want to give you kind of the bigger picture. Okay. Now, over in my business Facebook group, Borderless Hybrid Innovators, I talk about this concept a lot because one of the things that I like to teach in there is basically get you thinking about what your business ecosystem looks like. And the reality is it's 2026. You got to have multiple ways for people to access you. You can't hang your hat on just one thing in your business anymore. And the reason for that is that people are coming into our world from a number of different places. There may be people that come from your website. There may be the people that come from emails. There may be people that hear about you through a friend, or they may see you doing a video. They may meet you in person. There's just a number of places where we meet people today. And that really wasn't the case several years ago. And so, you know, what most coaches will do is that they will tell you need a funnel. You need to have a place where people come in at the top of your funnel, and then they go here, and then they go here, and then they go here. And it's a lot of automation and it's a lot of steps. Right? So an example of that might be, you know, your 10-day challenge. Then they go into some kind of membership or community. Then maybe they go to high ticket or they buy your retreat. Okay. And, you know, there's a lot of ways that people stack offers. You know, if you buy this offer, then we'll give you free access to this for a limited period of time. And what a lot of coaches sell is build this and they will come. Right? It's like people will just magically sign up and they'll just move through your funnel and you'll never have to do another thing. So it might really look good if you draw it out on paper, and it might sound good in theory, but the bottom line is that for most of us, the ecosystems in our business are not linear, okay? And that's the first point that I really want to make, is that, you know, when you assume that everything moves linearly, like in a straight line, that it assumes everyone comes in at the same point, moves at the same pace, and wants the same thing at the same time. And that just doesn't happen. And if you've worked with human beings for any period of time, you know that that's not how it works. Back when I had my brick and mortar studio, I would most of the time have people come in and they would either work with me one-on-one or they would take a class with me. Okay, I really didn't have a bridge then because all I was doing was operating in person. And after a while, when we started going online, we created a Facebook group. We had an email list for people that did classes with us, and we would offer challenges to them kind of as an in-between. You know, we did like special 30-day, you know, we called it Level Up 30. It was a 30-day container where people could just work with me or one of my instructors on just getting some, you know, more clarity and going deeper with their goals, because a lot of people want that focused period of time versus committing for a long period of time. So there was any number of ways that we could do it. But a real ecosystem in your business doesn't always work like that, okay? An ecosystem has multiple entry points, multiple pathways, multiple ways for people to work with you. Some might be online, some might be in person, some might stay in your free Facebook group. Some people might opt for one-on-one, okay? But here's the key. With a really good bridge offer in your business, every piece should feed the other, Okay, so I want you to let that sink in for a minute. Every piece will feed the other. Nothing is ever a dead end. You never want to get to the point in your business where people get to a point and they're like, I can't go anywhere else. And I don't want to do the same program again, right? And if you're at that point in your business and you're maxed out and you're wondering, then this mini series is definitely one you're going to want to listen to. I'm going to share a lot with you today, and then I'll be back on the 26th for part two. So everything should connect, and the bridge offer is what makes the ecosystem functional. So without it, think about that for a minute. Without the canyon, without the open space, you've got an entry point, whatever that is, free or paid, and you've got a great high ticket. It might be one-on-one, it might be a group, it might be a retreat, it might be an event, it might be a combination of those things, okay? But you've got this great space in between. So your client who's coming in and doing the free challenge or the free Facebook group or the entry-level $25 offer, they're getting a taste of what you do, they're getting a win, and they like it, but then they're like, well, I don't want one-on-one. That's not in my budget, or that's not what I want to do, right? And so they're left like thinking, okay, what do I do now? And most of the time when they don't buy, you don't get the client. And likely they're going to go someplace else where they can get what they want. And look, when that happens, neither one of you wins. That's just the bottom line. So the bridge offer is what closes that gap. Think of it as the connective tissue of your business, right? Think of it like the tendons and the ligaments that hold things together in your business, right? There's a fitness anatomy analogy for you. And in a hybrid model, which is what we teach here at CU Fitness and the Allison K Agency, you're serving people both in person and online. The bridge offer takes on an even more specific role. We're going to talk about that in part, probably more in part two than today. But I want you to be sitting with this frame as I move through what I'm going to share with you today as we lead into next time. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. Your business is not a funnel. You might have a funnel in your business that works, but your business alone is not a funnel, okay? Your business is an ecosystem. That's the first shift in thinking that I want you to start making if you haven't done it already. Every piece of an ecosystem has a job to do. So all of the parts and pieces where people can work with you and experience you, they all have their own jobs to do. Okay, so what really is a bridge offer? I'm an analogy person. I'm not really a visual learner. I'm more of an auditory learner, but I love analogies because I think they land a lot better than just explaining something in theory. I want you to think about a personal training client for a minute. Maybe you've been one. Maybe if you're listening to this podcast and you're a fitness business owner, maybe you are a trainer. And you've had clients, so you can kind of relate to, you know, what your clients are going through. But if you've been a client, this is probably going to make a lot more sense for you, okay? Week one is a trainer. You're right there with them. Hand-holding a lot, showing a lot of technique. You know, you're kind of with them in the weeds doing everything. You're cueing the movement. You're counting the reps. You're explaining the form. You're correcting the form. Heavy instruction. and they need you every minute. Okay, now that might be a bit of an exaggeration, but the point is anytime you're starting a new client in a program, or if you've been a new client in a program, you know those first few sessions when you're working with somebody, it's a lot of hands-on. It's a lot of instruction, and it's a lot of you listening, taking it in, and it's a lot of the trainer or the coach helping you, right? When you get down to month three, maybe you don't need to have someone watching you all the time. And if you're the trainer or the coach, maybe you don't need to be watching them every rep. Maybe they know how to squat at least reasonably well. You would hope so. Maybe they know how to hinge forward and deadlift. What they need now is somebody maybe just to check in with, right? Check in on their programming, make sure they're checking all the boxes. Maybe they want to learn a few new exercises. Maybe they just need adjusting when they hit a plateau or hit a wall. Okay. Or maybe they need that focus period of time where they can grind a little bit more toward their goal, right? So fast forward now to a couple years down the road, they need a strategic partner, right? The client does. Someone who troubleshoots, somebody who holds the standard, somebody who says, I'm going to keep you from falling off track after all the work that we've done. This is really the difference between coaching and mentorship to some degree. That maybe they don't need you holding their hand all the time. So the support requires changes, right, at each of those three steps. And your offer structure needs to reflect that. That's the whole idea of an ecosystem in your business. And where a bridge comes in is that it helps those pieces fit together a lot better. So a bridge offer is not really a bigger version of your entry point, okay, with a higher price tag. It's not basically reworking a 10-day challenge into a 30-day challenge and just slapping a different price tag on it, okay? It is literally the next level of support for somebody who's had their first win and they're ready to go further, but maybe they can't do it by themselves, right? They can't close that gap alone. So the support level needs to shift. The access will need to shift. The depth of what you're working on will shift, and your offer has to match that. So I want you to think about all that for a minute, like what that could really look like in your business. Like, do you have a way that you can move people to the next level without losing them and at the same time, keeping them focused and engaged and continuing to get the wins that they want, right? And if it doesn't in your business, then you're basically handing somebody a flashlight and sending them into the woods by themselves, which is, by the way, never a good thing. That's really not a business model. That's just kind of hoping that it all works out, and hope really isn't a strategy. So here's what I want to ask you today. Before you build anything, and maybe you're right now, some of you, if you're listening to this, I'm working with several clients right now on bridge offers. And there are several people that I've worked with on many experiences or entry points, and this is the next level that we're going to be working on. But these are questions to think about, okay? After someone finishes my entry point, what's the one thing standing between them and the real result that I promised them? The real result that they want, the reason that they came to me in the first place. So after somebody finishes my entry point, what's the one thing standing in their way? That's question number one. And here's the thing about that. This isn't what else do I have to sell them or what else can I sell them? Not what would be easy to package. Not what do I think I need to offer them next. What does this specific person need in order to keep moving? Because the answer to that question should tell you everything about what your bridge offer should look like. Okay, so I want you to think about that for a minute. And here's some more questions to think about with respect to that. Is the gap, the canyon, the wide open space, right? The place where your client is getting ready to go. Is that gap accountability? Is it implementation or execution? Is it community or is it personalization? So let me go back and review those for a minute. Is it accountability? If it's accountability, it's very possible that your bridge offer could be a group container of some kind with regular check-ins and kind of community that holds them to a standard. If it's implementation or execution, maybe your bridge is a done for you or done with you experience, okay? Not just telling them what to do, but working through it alongside of them until they feel like they're okay to do it on their own, right? If they want community, or if the gap is community, then your bridge should probably be a membership, something where people can connect, right? A place where they can feel like they belong. Right? We've done that with our 360 Club here at CU Fitness and the Allison K Agency. Our 360 Club functions in two places. Because of the levels where we have it, it functions as an entry point, but it also satisfies the community piece that so many people want, you know? So it's been really, really successful for us. And if that gap is personalization, then your bridge should move them more toward one-on-one at some point. So in other words, more of you with personalized attention to their situation. So the type of gap that they need is what's going to determine the support. It is that really that simple. So I don't want you going off thinking what could be really fun to do and whatever. And that all sounds good in theory. But when it comes to creating something that's going to help you, help your ecosystem function better in your business, these are the questions you need to be asking yourself. Don't think about your revenue goals. Don't think about what has the best conversion rate or really what's the easiest thing to sell. You've got to be thinking strategically about this. You want to be thinking about what is going to help them get that next level of support, whatever that is for them. And here's the last question. What do you think your person needs next? I've got a client that I've worked with for a while who's a nutrition coach, and we created a couple of digital offers last year that went over really, really well for entry points for her. They're basically mini courses. They're like ebooks, super easy for you to buy and basically do it on your own time, right? And so we're working now on a bridge offer, which is going to be a community. And we're getting ready to map out a masterclass that she's going to do to kind of open her cart, to kind of celebrate the opening of it. And it's going to have a start date and a stop date. So it's going to be a very finite period of time. And one of the things that we figured out about her community is that they do well to start on their own, right? But then after a while, when things start to really get confusing or they start to feel like they're not seeing progress, that's when they need accountability. And so the community is going to function for accountability too. So we really feel like it's going to satisfy that bridge really well. And for those of you that really haven't followed me for very long, you know, I just want to take a few minutes and talk about what I'm for and what I'm against. Every Wednesday, I send out an email. It's called the Retreat Journal. And we talk a lot about the retreats that we're doing, what I'm seeing a lot in the retreat space. And it's just basically a little mini message every week about what you can do this week for a retreat practice. And one of the things that I've started to do in there a lot is talk about what I'm for and what I'm against, because I feel very strongly in being very authentic and direct. And if you know me, you know that I'm a straight shooter. I don't hold back on anything. You know, I'm an open book. I'm not going to gatekeep anything. I'm not going to figure out if something works. I don't want anyone else to know about it. I just think that's complete bullshit. And that's just not really what I stand for. One of my core values is generosity. And I always want to feel like I can be open and share what I know with you and with, you know, as many people as I possibly can. But what I really want to say here for a minute is that I'm against building a bridge offer because it looks good on a sales page or it looks nice, or it feels like the next logical thing to do. You know, I'm against building it because everybody says that you should. Okay. I'm against doing it because you've got an ideal price point in mind that you think is going to help make you an extra 4 or 5 figures a month. Basically, that's the kind of stuff that you think about if all you're going to do is build a funnel and be hands off with it. And I'm not saying anything's wrong with that. There are people that do that and it works. But most of the time, when you're running a service-based business, it's only going to work up to a certain point. Okay. So a bridge offer that's built the wrong way is not going to move people forward. It's actually going to keep them stuck. And worse, it will eventually erode the trust that you've worked really hard to build with people. So here's what I am for, though, is that here's what I want you to understand, is that you want a bridge offer that answers a real question that your client's already asking. Not what else can I sell? That's really not what you need to be asking. What else can I sell, right? The question I'm talking about is the one that they're asking themselves at midnight when they want an answer to their problem. The one that sounds like, I got a taste of what's possible. Now, what do I really want to do with this? Right? So think about that for a minute. That's really the question that your bridge offer should answer. It meets them exactly where they are. It meets them when they've gotten a win, when their belief has started to shift a little bit, they've started to trust themselves, and they can see themselves further down the road than they could before. Then they're ready for the next step. And that is what a bridge offer does. And that's how I want you to think about it. And that's really what I wanted to share with you today in part one. Now, that's where I'm going to stop for today. You know, I've talked about giving you a lot to think about. I've given you some questions to consider. I've sort of talked about my philosophy of what I think a bridge offer is and where it should fit. And here's a big point that I want you to take away is that When you're thinking about building this in your business, you want to make sure that it's built in a way that helps everything connect better. You don't just want to build it for the sake of building it just so that you have it out there. All right. So in part two, you know, on the 26th, I'm going to go deeper with this idea and give you real life examples. I'm going to walk you through several different business types and show you exactly what a bridge offer looks like in each one and what makes it work. And why, when you embrace the hybrid model in your business, that it literally changes how you think about this concept. So part two is going to drop in 2 weeks. I hope you'll check it out. Make sure that you're subscribed. Make sure that you're following. You know, let me know what was really helpful. Hopefully this was helpful for you. I would love to know what parts really landed with you. And I would love to know what your questions are. So feel free to reach out to me. You know, my DMs are always open. You can go to my website, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button and connect with me. And, you know, just say, hey, look, that was really helpful, but here's what I'm wondering. If you got a question, I'm happy to answer it. You don't have to book a call with me to do that. But if you are interested in exploring working with us on what this could look like for you, we do have several options that are, you know, fairly easy entry. And if any of that interests you, or if you want to know more, just go over to my website, www.theallisonk.com, and connect with me. Or you can just reach out to me directly. You can find me on any of my socials. And if you know anyone who you think this episode would be helpful for, I would love it if you share it with them. And that's what I got for you this week, folks. Thanks for always supporting us, for being there in our audience. We do value each and every one of you. We love our podcast family. And that's what I got for you this week, folks, for part one on the two-part mini-series about creating bridge offers. Today was all about why your business has a canyon and how your bridge should actually serve that canyon. And in next week in part two, we're going to get more down and dirty and go much deeper with this idea. So I hope you'll tune in and check it out. And that's what I got for you this week, folks. We will see you next time. Bye.